Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You really want to see the championship be East versus West? And so if Aliquippa loses that game, Donnie, isn't it basically going to be East versus East in the championship?
Yes, it would.
Which that kind of defeats the purpose. I know you can only do so much based on there's probably more schools of, you know, larger size and on the other side of the state and whatnot, but it's a little bit of a wrinkle that I'm sure most people are not fans of.
And then in the 5A matchup, Peters Township and Bishop McDevitt, that is tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Catholic against Harrisburg tomorrow at 7 p.m. That's the 6A game. And both of those games, 5A and 6A, you can hear on KDKA radio. We will be there for that. Altoona Mansion Park. Matt Fargo, myself, Carlo Zovko will be the broadcast crew for that. Paul Alexander will be back here.
Got some quick trivia for you here. I know you're probably still got a little bit more prep to do, but Bishop McDevitt, who's the first guy that comes to mind for you? There's one for me, but then I found out there's another guy of kind of equal note.
Oh,
both running backs.
The first guy I think of, because we had one of their games, isn't that where that Saunders kid went? That quarterback?
Stone?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he go to, like, Kentucky or something?
Yeah. He was like the all-time PA passing leader. So he pops it because we had him just last year. I think they played Pine Richland.
Yeah. They might have sent, did they send a receiver to Alabama too? But so the guy I'm thinking of, Pitt football legend, NFL. Probably borderline Hall
That's
of Famer.
That's Shady?
That's right.
Okay.
And before him, probably about, you know, 15 years before, Ricky Waters. Apparently, I just found that out.
I did not know that.
Now, how about Harrisburg?
Ricky running Waters.
Think of current NFL superstars. And this guy, I think, only was Harrisburg for 2 years.
Okay.
He started at one of the Dolphins and then transferred to Harrisburg about halfway through his high school career.
Current NFL star.
Yeah. Truly a top five NFL player, maybe at this
point. Michael Parsons.
That's right.
One of my best friends, his little brother wrestled Micah Parsons when they were like 10 years old.
Probably did not go well for your friend's brother, did it?
I don't know. I should ask him. I don't know if they actually went up against each other. They may have just like encountered each other.
When Parsons was at Penn State, there was no one who was a more ardent supporter of Penn State wrestling than he was. He constantly talked about Penn State wrestling.
I mean, he probably very easily could have done both.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember this or not. When he was in high school, he was getting offers from not just Penn State, but schools like Alabama to play both ways. He was that good offensively. Now, it turned out that he just stuck with defense. But he was a guy that all along, I think people envisioned could have succeeded on either side of the football. He was a pretty unbelievable running back for Harrisburg.
Yeah, I mean, you see what the guy did yesterday, and it was, yet again, he just put on an absolute clinic. Fan Twitter, you can follow us there. You can watch us there. live at 93.7 The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. He will join us in just a few minutes. We'll get more into the high school stuff with Carlo Zovko in a little over 30 minutes. Fan weather, that's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cold, some snow flurries today. High reaching just 35. It's Donnie Football with you on a Football Friday right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. You hear that music, and it means it's time for our friend Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by the PA injury attorneys Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Donnie Football with you on a Football Friday here on 93.7 The Fan. I am the Greensburg guy. This is brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. And we have a cornucopia of sorts, Sean, on this Friday, because there is a ton of good football to talk about. We got into some high school stuff last segment. We'll get into high school stuff with Carlo Zovko in a little bit. We have the Steelers and Bills matchup to continue breaking down as well. With both sides of the coin, we have our guy Ray Fittipaldo, who is here on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And in an hour from now, we will talk to Sal Capaccio from WGR in Buffalo. He is the Bills sideline reporter. So we're going to take both sides of this Steelers and Bills matchup. Ray, first and foremost, you're a guy that works tirelessly around the clock. How was your Thanksgiving? Did you get some time off away from the computer screen, away from the typing fingers to enjoy?
I did. I was at practice yesterday, and it's not fun when it's 30 degrees and you have to stand out there and watch practice, but I did my duty. I wrote a story, Donnie, and I did get to enjoy some Thanksgiving dinner with family by mid-afternoon. So hope your Thanksgiving was good too. But yeah, a little bit of work, a little bit of play for me yesterday.
Ray, what's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal?
Yesterday we had some roasted vegetables. Brussels sprouts were very good. Yams, always very good. And we had some sangria yesterday, which was also
sangria.
Very good. Yeah, it was good. Little untraditional, non-traditional, but yeah, it was good.
So people do Brussels sprouts then on Thanksgiving, because that was a discussion we had on Tuesday. We looked at a list that was part of the PM team name game, and it was the top 10 Thanksgiving sides. And AI put the list together, not Allen Iverson, of course, the all of the intelligence that we just use at our fingertips all of the time. And on that list was Brussels sprouts, and I couldn't think of a time where I ever had it on Thanksgiving. So people do that, Ray.
I don't think I had a Brussels sprout before I was 40, Donnie, but let me tell you, they are the best now. Like if you roast them, just a little bit of salt and pepper, it's awesome. But it was part of like a big, there were beets in there, there were onions in there, just a whole big veggie tray. But the Brussels sprouts were definitely the stars.
Brussels sprouts are the number one food that you were told as a kid are disgusting, but they're actually pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ray,
and they're good for you too.
Ray, where do you come down on pumpkin pie?
I'm a pumpkin pie once a year guy. Pumpkin pie, a little bit of whipped cream on top, but I don't really have it other than the month of November.
If I really wanted to, I know it would not be good for my health. I would go the Mel Kiper route. I could eat pumpkin pie every single day. I think it's phenomenal.
So Pomp hates pumpkin pie. He revealed that on Wednesday.
So what does he do? Apple pie?
He doesn't like pumpkin pie one bit. He said hates, which is a strong word.
Oh, no. You load that baby up with, whipped cream or Cool Whip, whatever you want to use. Phenomenal. I mean, like, we had some last night. I made sure to save a couple of slices for later today. Go home, have a slice when I watch the game. Maybe even a second one. I love it. I mean, I don't fall into everything. I don't go like full white girl like when the pumpkin flavors come out, Ray, around like you know, coffee season, coffee time. But
yeah,
I mean, I love pumpkin pie. So, man, I can't believe Pomp hates it. That's kind of upsetting. So I'm glad you get to enjoy it at least around the holidays, Ray. Does Thanksgiving provide the best holiday meal, or do you prefer Easter and Christmas over Thanksgiving?
I'm a big I'm Italian, so on Christmas Eve we have, you know, the big feast on Christmas Eve. So I would favor that, but Thanksgiving probably comes a close second. I'm not really a big Easter, you know, dinner kind of a guy. I'm not really big on lamb or ham. So yeah, definitely Christmas or Thanksgiving for me.
I also saw yesterday, I don't know if you caught this, Sean, it was Jack Hillgrove hosting the morning show. Dom DiTommaso was his producer, our guy intern Dom. They did a draft, Ray, based on athletes that had food in their names. And I thought this would have been an easy one because the guy was playing yesterday and he was bound to have a notable game. Neither one of them put C.D. Lamb on that list. I thought that was an easy move.
And you would never get this, Donnie, because you're too young. But when I was a kid, there was a receiver by the name of Johnny Lamb Jones, who was a really good receiver back in the day. I think he played for the Jets. So,
wasn't there a Turkey Jones, too? Am I thinking of?
Yeah. Joe Turkey Jones. He dumped Terry Bradshaw on his neck.
Yes, that was, time. That was the guy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, somebody should have taken him. Somebody should have taken him. That'd be an easy one.
Jack having ham on there twice. I mean, you can't duplicate that.
He also spelled Jack Ham's last name wrong.
Yeah.
Like he spelled Mia Ham correctly because it's two M's. So I don't know if he just messed up.
I don't think you should be allowed to double up on the same name.
I think you make a good point there. Yeah. I think that's kind of a loophole that he tried to work through because it wasn't spelled the same way. Ray, speaking of quarterbacks that wore number 12 at one point or another, is Aaron Rodgers going to play on Sunday? What's your guess?
Donnie, I thought he was going to play last week. I mean, based on what Mike said again this week, it seems like, you know, he said they have great optimism on Tuesday. We saw that Aaron was full yesterday. I think what it comes down to, you know, it's going to be a ball handling issue. You know, do you want to be in shotgun or pistol the entire game? You know, can Aaron handle the handoffs? I think that'll be something to watch. As far as him catching the ball and spinning it with his right hand, that's not going to be the issue. To me, it's the ball handling and, of course, the pass protection. You don't want him getting knocked down on Sunday, especially on a cold day where that thing can get re-injured. So if they can figure that out, if they feel comfortable with the progress, you know, Aaron mentioned it's callousing, so I guess that's good. If they can get comfortable with that, I think he'll play. But again, I thought that last week as well.
I did too. Like I was on the, you know, pregame show. Cabali and I were yucking it up about his, you know, travel schedule and like him not spending money on Pat McAfee's dime when that news came down. And we were both stunned that Aaron Rodgers was not going to play in that game. And I just have a, like, I had the feeling this week, I know he practiced in full yesterday, which was a good sign. I had the feeling, though, earlier this week of less confidence in him playing this Sunday than I did this time last week, if that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because, yeah. They're doing a good job. You know, sometimes stuff leaks out about injuries and, you know, we get a pretty good idea. But, I mean, last week, Donnie, they made that decision on Saturday and Mike didn't reveal it until CBS until like 2 hours before game time. Mm-hmm. So we all know. I mean, if you think back to, I think it was May or June or whenever. No, it was March when Aaron came here. You know, how secretive Aaron wanted it to be. I think he's the same way with his injuries, and I think the Steelers are really buttoned up about this. And, you know, Aaron's privacy and the way he wants it is probably at the root of that.
Do we see any of the practice squad signings from weeks ago finally get elevated and make an appearance, that either being Marquez Valdez-Scantling or Asante Samuel Jr.?
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing MVS, but just I don't get the sense that they're all gung-ho about doing that. You know, the Samuel one is interesting because they are banged up at cornerback. You know, they could probably use another body back there, you know, with Joey Porter Jr. going down last week. So, and, you know, the other reason that Samuel was interesting, too, is I'm sure he wants to play. And he's only on the practice squad. And we all know there were like 10 teams interested in him a couple of weeks ago. Any of those teams can swoop in and sign him to their 53. Now, that would force the Steelers' hand, and maybe the Steelers at that point would sign him. So, but I just think for that reason that Samuel is probably a little bit more of a reality than MVS is. But, I mean, Donnie, given the state of that passing game last week, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, another weapon out there, especially if Aaron plays. Aaron's got the history there, and maybe they could rediscover some of that magic.
Yeah, I mean, my thought has been for a few weeks now. I mean, I know that MVS is not going to just turn into some star wide receiver, but my thought is just, what does it hurt? What does it hurt having him out there, since he does have that, you know, old, you know, it's kind of like rekindling an old flame that he could have with Aaron Rodgers.
And what's the Steelers' biggest issue? It's pushing the ball down the field, and that's that guy's specialty. So, like I said, I don't get the sense just from being around the team and watching practice that it's going to happen, but maybe they pull that out Sunday morning. We'll see.
Talking to Ray Fittipaldo, he covers the Steelers from the Post-Gazette. You know him. You can join the conversation, too, at 412-928-9370 via the fan text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ray, when it comes to other injuries on the Steelers' behalf, we know that they will be missing a couple of recent first-round picks. No Derek Harmon, no Broderick Jones in this game. We will start with Jones and that offensive line. I mean, given how he's played, is this that big of a loss other than the, you know, continuity along the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, you know, Broderick was playing better than he was, but, you know, he was playing pretty bad early in the season. So, you know, he definitely was up to maybe, you know, average level offensive line play, which, you know, that's fine, Donnie. They were getting the ball out quick and they weren't exposing him. So he held up pretty well. You know, I think here in the last 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, I was kind of expecting it to be Calvin Anderson, but when I asked that question of Mike Tomlin on Tuesday, he said Andrus Peat is going to get an opportunity. And then when we asked Arthur Smith yesterday as well, he also said that I think his quote was, "We have options there." So it seems like they want to give Peat every opportunity to, you know, to win that job before Sunday. And I get it. You know, he's started more games than Calvin Anderson. Maybe he's got a little bit more of that veteran savvy to him that he could use at left tackle. But to be honest with you, since he arrived in August, and I think he was added like right before training camp broke in Latrobe or a week before that, he's been playing mostly guard for the Steelers. I mean, they put him out there in practice a tackle once in a while, but he's been mostly a guard since he's been here. So, little bit of an adjustment for him, but if he does get to start, you know, I get it. He's a vet, and they kind of want that experience there.
Do you think we see any less of the jumbo set given the Jones injury?
No, and for this reason. The Bills give up 150 yards per game, Donnie, so I think they want to try to take advantage of that as much as possible. I thought last week was probably, you know, they had kind of like the gimmick 55-yard run or whatever, but they still had 186 yards. So even if you take that away, they still ran for a buck 30. So, you know, Warren was getting his yards. You know, Kenneth Gainwell was very effective again. So that's a very porous Buffalo run defense. So I do think you're going to see that heavy package with both Spencer Anderson and Darnell on Sunday.
How do you think they will split things up in the backfield? Because Kenneth Gainwell continues to play well in his spot, and it's not as if Jaylen Warren is playing bad football.
No, and listen, Jaylen came back from that sprained ankle, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. But they really like Kenny Gainwell, and you know, as long as those two guys are playing well, it's going to be hard for for Caleb Johnson to get any touches. You know, back in the summer, we were talking about, oh, maybe Caleb Johnson by this time of the year right now, maybe he's the guy who's the workhorse late in the season. But Warren and Gainwell have been so good, both as running backs and as receivers out of the backfield. There's absolutely no reason for Arthur Smith to change that rotation right now. Maybe if there's an injury, Caleb Johnson gets a few more snaps, but Warren and Gainwell have been really, really good all season long.
Do we see any more production from the tight ends in this game?
We keep saying it, so maybe we
one of these games, Ray, it'll happen one of these days.
Yeah, well, Darnell had his day, so I mean, you know, and Freiermuth had his day against the Bengals, but it's been so inconsistent. And you know, Jonnu hasn't really had one of those games. I think Jonnu, his biggest play of the year is what, that Rodgers scramble where he caught that like 10 or 15 yard touchdown.
I mean, yep.
He's kind of just disappeared from the offense, which is really strange because he plays a lot. He plays, I think, even more than Darnell Washington, or only a few snaps behind him. So, you know, I don't know. With DK hobbled, maybe you do keep an eye on the tight ends getting a little bit more run this week. Maybe they do use Pat, you know, as a, you know, split out wide a little bit more. But it's a big mystery to me why those guys haven't been successful. But maybe they'll turn it on here over the final 6 weeks of the season.
One more quick one for you, Ray. What is your prediction for Sunday at Acrisure Stadium? Who gets the win? Who gets the game ball?
Yeah, well, I mean, first off, big opportunity given what happened last night, right, with both the Chiefs and the Ravens yep. going down. So, huge opportunity. Donnie, I just don't think they could stop Josh Allen. This defense has just been way too inconsistent for me all season to think otherwise. So, I think the offense is going to do fine. I think Arthur Smith will have a good game plan. I think they even have a chance of controlling the clock in this game. But I'm going to go Bills 38, Steelers 28.
Oh, there you go. Ray Fittipaldo seeing a Bills 2-score victory at Acrisure Stadium on Sunday. Thank you, Ray. Enjoy the Black Friday holiday. I don't know if you're much of a shopper on this day, but have fun later at practice as well.
All right. Thanks, Donnie. Talk to you later.
There we go. The great Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. Coming up, we will go back out to the hotline in a few minutes, and we will talk a little more high school football. A big weekend for a lot of the teams here in Western PA. All six classifications with a shot to go to Cumberland Valley, the site for the state championships. Yes, it's no longer Hershey. It hasn't been Hershey in quite some time. And we'll get into that whole idea about the state championship game location when we talk to Carlo Zovko coming up next. That should be a fun conversation just a few minutes away. Sal Capaccio, who covers the Bills, he joins us just after 12. Bechtold Breakdown is about an hour away as well. It is 11:26. Time to check out the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Carlo Zovko joins us next right here.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On Sports Radio, 93.7, The Fan. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 13 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today. Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan this morning until 2. Austin Bechtold will have you covered this afternoon as it is a big football Friday. We have talked a lot Steelers and Bills so far. We'll get back into that conversation with Sal Capaccio from WGR in about a half hour. We've talked a little bit of high school football too. We'll dive into the Pitt Panthers a little bit. Also, a massive game this weekend, a chance for Pitt to reach the ACC championship game. But we're going to keep on the high school football track, and we are going to talk to the Whippeel insider himself, part of our KDKA Friday Night Lights coverage. Carlo Zovko is with us on 93.7 The Fan. Carlo, Sean Myers and I, two guys that have covered high school football for quite some time. You are the expert on the Whippeel as well. Sean and I have a story about a trip up to the place that we will be going tomorrow, Altoona. Sean, we did that game, what, probably 2016? I believe DeMar Hamlin was playing at Central Catholic.
That sounds right.
When that game took place.
Maybe David Adams, perhaps?
Sean had to make a little pit stop, though, Carlo. He got a little bit sick on the ride up. But I think Central won that afternoon. I have no idea who they even played. Cannot remember. Who was it?
What's up, gentlemen? Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, Central did win that game. I'm trying to think who they would have won.
Or was it Pottstown? Was that a school that they played?
It very well might have been Pottstown, yes. Very well might have been Pottstown.
We also got to the game, and they tried to tell us that we couldn't broadcast. So that was an interesting welcome. that
had to name drop Don Rebel, I think, to get out of that one.
That was an interesting intro that we got to Mansion Park. We'll be up there tomorrow, a doubleheader of games on KDKA AM. Saturday, 1 p.m. kick between Peters Township and Bishop McDevitt, Central Catholic and Harrisburg in the nightcap at 7. We'll get to those games in a sec. One thing that I noticed earlier, Carlo, looking at some of the times and locations for these games, are you aware how far Aliquippa people have to travel for this game that they play tonight? They play Twin Valley at Mifflin County High School. Are you aware how far that trip is for Aliquippa?
Yeah, it is not great right now. The problem is, Don, is that not a lot of high schools filed to be a neutral site for number one, the WPIL, and number two, the PIAA in the state. So, I mean, it's one of those things, beggars can't be choosers right now. It's the day after Thanksgiving. All these high schools gave their workers off. So not many schools can host. I mean, Elwood City has to double dip this weekend. That's how little schools decided to host. It's a problem moving forward that they need to address next year.
Yeah, so 190-mile trip for Aliquippa, about 3.5 hours on the drive for the fans and the team. And, you know, everybody associated with them going out there. So safe travels that probably have to begin here in the next couple of hours with that game being at 7 o'clock tonight. How does that work, Carlo? Do you have any idea like how it works for teams to just file to, you know, be sites for either Whippeel or state playoff games?
Yeah, they go out to the athletic directors and normally, you know, you get a lot of people coming back saying, yeah, we want to host playoff games. It's not just the specific rounds. It's like the entirety of the playoffs. Well, with how the schedule shook out this year and, you know, right after the holiday and everything, normally, if you remember, this Friday, the Black Friday, is normally the Whitfield Championships. Yep. It is now the PIAAs. All these high schools, you know, they don't want to pay those guys overtime. They don't want to keep the facility open for all that, just for a chance to maybe host a playoff game. So not many schools applied this year. And once again, it's a problem. And even the neutral playoff sites, some of them were really nice. You know, we went to Cannon Mac. We went to Char Valley, a couple others. Very, very nice. But, you know, and I don't want to knock Elwood City because Elwood City just put in brand new turf. It looks great out there. But there's got to be some better sites than Elwood City. This is like the fourth playoff game Elwood City's hosting. And it's just there's just a lack of venues right now.
Now, when this stuff all comes up, do people in the WPIAL or state offices look at the venues and think like, hey, they don't have enough parking. Hey, there's something here that doesn't work. Like the place that I played all of my high school football at was off at field. And Lord knows we never had to worry about being a playoff team any given year. But it's a nice venue. It just lacks parking. I mean, we share it with Seton Hill, so there's certainly money put into it. Very good facility there. I just feel like that's like a spot, well, you know, the parking sucks, so maybe that's why they don't, you know, they don't go with it.
And yeah, that is brought up. And now that also is why a lot of teams don't, because they're like, oh, they won't pick us. Well, they probably would have been picked this year. You know, Elwood has terrible parking as well, and they've been picked four times just because I think by time the semifinals rolled around, I think they said that 11 different sites could host, which was embarrassingly low for Western. And that was just in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the PIAA and in the state has run into the same problem with Black Friday being the day after Thanksgiving. You know, it's just not a... It's just a little bit of a shame, you know, the Quips have to go all the way out there to face Twin Valley. Twin Valley, you know, this is their first PIAA state game in their history, and you're going up against Aliquippa, who maybe has more state playoff games than anybody else in history. That one's going to be interesting. Twin Valley's really good, though, Donnie.
Yeah, 13-0, and, you know, we'll get into that matchup along with all of these others. There was one other venue thing I wanted to get into with you, Carlo, because yesterday you pointed out the use of NFL stadiums for high school state championship games. I know some states go with like a major college location. I just feel like here in PA, where we do take a ton of pride in our high school football, and I know the Whippeal gets to use Acrisure for their district championship game. But I don't like how the district title games feel like a bigger deal than the state title games, because now they're just played at a random high school.
Donnie, I mean, you're preaching to the choir. The problem with it is that the PIAA is so worried about saving a little couple pennies that that they won't look at the big spectrum of the entire situation and try to invest something to help us out. Like, for instance, I thought Hershey Park, you know, that's a cool destination to host a state final, a state championship.
Yep.
They really did it right. The problem with Hershey Park is nobody wanted to update the stadium. Nobody wanted to update the locker rooms or the stands. I hate to say it, it kind of became a dump. You know, I was up there the final state championship games, and it's like, how is Pennsylvania playing a state championship? So the PIAA isn't wrong in wanting to move off that site. But, you know, I think you can put down new turf. Slap your PIAA logo right in the middle of it if you have to. You know, like have some pride. Have a backbone. Take a loss one year to excel moving forward. I mean, these people don't get business. I mean, it's a couple hundred thousand to lay down new turf,
couple hundred more thousand to get new stands and update the locker rooms. I mean, just have a sense of pride. And it's like we're losing that in high school football. If you can't tell, it's driving me up a freaking wall right now. But and I don't want to knock Cumberland Valley, because when you go out there, Donnie, it's really nice. And that's a high school having pride in athletics and in football and wanting to host. That's awesome. But it shouldn't be on them to host. It should be a destination site. Hershey was really cool. Even playing at Penn State, I know Penn State, they charge a crazy amount to play there is the problem. But no, I mean, the people in power need to get together and iron this thing out. Because when you have tradition like Pennsylvania, the most Pro Football Hall of Famers hailing from our state, you have to have a little more pride in our state championships and state playoffs. It's a dang shame. And it is nice that Acrisure, you know, the WPIO holds those championships at Acrisure, because only 10 states, Donnie, that's it, 10 states play in an NFL stadium for their state championship, and the WPIO gets to play their districts there. So that's really cool. Yeah. And one more thing to harp on the subject, Donnie. I'm sick of admin and coaches complaining about Acrisure Stadium. Oh, you don't get the warm up normally. You don't get this. You don't get that. Hey, it's the same thing on the other side. Okay, you pull 1,000 kids and ask them where they want to play the Whitfield Championship. All 1,000 of them will say Acrisure Stadium. Okay, yep. I get it. Logistics aren't unbelievable for a championship game. So what? The other team is facing the same logistical problems. I'm sick of the excuses when coaches lose. Oh, well, we didn't get the warm up. Oh, they kept us in the locker room for this amount of time. This is ridiculous. Boo-hoo. Don't play a district championship in a high school. You know, we get Acrisure. Be thankful. So, you know, it's in the breath of Thanksgiving, be thankful that we get to do that. I'm getting real sick of people complaining about Acrisure.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that any kid who has played or is currently playing or will one day play high school football, it's the thing you dream of. Like, man, if I get to play at Acrisure one day, because realistically, what percentage of those kids that played there last weekend could actually play there at the next level or even in the NFL? I mean, you know, we had Tyler Boyd on, you know, I got to interview him last week at those games. He is one of how many kids that got to play on that field in college and play on that field as a pro when they, you know, came into town with the Bengals. Like, it doesn't happen often. So, I mean, you get a kid who, I mean, maybe you even get kids that never play a down of high school football, but they can say, you know what, I was on a team that was at Acrisure Stadium or Heinz Field. There's something special there.
Yeah, you get a lifetime memory. It's like one of those core memories unlocked. You'll never forget it. And you know, any championship you're never going to forget, but I can guarantee you this. You talk about the greatest games ever played, you know, when you're throwing a couple back on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving with your high school buddies, every single one of them will be talking about that Acrisure game, you know. So it's a great time, and, you know, I hate to say this, but there's a chance, you know, moving forward that maybe those games move off of Acrisure. You know, the Steelers don't want it. The Whitfield doesn't want it. And when I say they don't want it, they don't want it to move away. You know, everybody wants to stay there. But admin and coaches are like, oh, we can find a place better for logistics. Figure out the logistics. You know, don't cop out to that ridiculous excuse because you lost. There's always going to be a winner, always going to be a loser. You know, keep the games at Acrisure. And I think the WPIL and the Steelers will, but it is alarming how many people want that to go away.
I get the feel, too, and now I forget when the project is supposed to be done, but it does feel to me like once Highmark Stadium across the street, across the river, gets fixed up, that would be a pretty good site. I mean, that would still give you a pretty big game feel.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know, once they add, you know, however many seats over there.
Agreed. That will be cool. And yeah. They've hosted high school games there before, and it is an awesome environment to host a high school game. And actually, in those high school games, Donnie, think about this. You can actually buy alcohol there if you host there through the club seating down at Highmark. When Central Catholic used that as the home stadium, there's like some little rule. It's a workaround rule because Highmark gets all the concessions, and they open up the club seating to alcohol. So, yeah, that would be cool. But and I could see that moving forward, that they use them for at least those two games, those two off games that normally are like Pine Richland or Norwin or something like that. I would think that would be a great spot, but I don't know. Highmark kind of doesn't want that to be used as a football stadium. They like football there. So yeah, there could be some problems moving forward, but I don't know. I think that would be a really cool venue, and talk about the greatest backdrop of all time. I mean, that year Pitt played the spring game there. I mean, that was every player's profile picture for like 6 years after that. You know, it was just a great backdrop.
Talking to the Whipple insider himself, Carlo Zofko, here on 93.7 The Fan, as we approach a big semifinal weekend in the PIAA playoffs. And six teams in the Whipple have an opportunity to move on to the state championship round next week at Cumberland Valley. Carlo, just at first glance, when you saw these matchups, how many teams in Western PA do you get the feel will move on and play next weekend?
Ooh, I think three is a safe number. I think we can get to four. I mean, there's a pathway to all six. Don't get me wrong, but I think three is a really, really safe number. But, I mean, when you're in the state semifinals, it's going to be a dogfight kind of no matter where you're coming from. But I think the Whipple's battle-tested. I think, Aliquippa, they get Twin Valley. You know, it was funny. I was talking to a guy from Oil City in the center of the state. He was at the Aliquippa game last week, and he said, he calls me, and he's like, am I crazy? Is Aliquippa not up to snuff with past Aliquippa teams? I said, no, you are not crazy. I said, they were a 7 seed. They were kind of lucky to get in the playoffs. West Allegheny lost the final week and kind of catapulted them in. They almost missed it. I said, but, you know, they just win scrappy. They win with special teams and defensive touchdowns. They keep pulling it out game after game after game. I said, why? What happened out there? He goes, I mean, Aliquippa was just dominated for four quarters, and you look up at the scoreboard and they're winning by 20 points. He goes, I just don't get it. And I said, yeah, it's a big curveball here in Western Pennsylvania. They keep dominating. So I'm thinking Aliquippa, with all their experience, will find a way to get past Twin Valley. I think Clarendon over Greenville, and I like Avonworth over Penn Cambria. The next three, I think the next three are all toss-ups there, Donnie.
Okay, so I thought you might go a little different route. I thought you might have some more confidence in Central Catholic. I know you're a Central Catholic guy, and you do a very good job of not being biased towards them. But I know that the Coach Lehmeyer's team is always rearing and ready to go. I agree with you on the quips. I feel like no matter what you throw at them, they just find some way to get it done. I mean, all of us looked like fools thinking that McKeesport would beat them in the Whippeal title game. Yes. And here we are thinking Aliquippa just did it again for the 21st time.
I think, going back to that Central Catholic thing, obviously I'm a proud alum of Central Catholic. I will say this. I respect great programs that do it the right way. Obviously, Central is one of them. The problem is Harrisburg absolutely is one of them as well. I think, that's our nightcap there tomorrow, Donnie.
Yep.
That is going to be one heck of a game. I would bet you there's six future NFL players playing on that field. If you're out near Altoona and Mansion Park, you need to get to that game or tune into 100.1 KDKA radio because it is going to be a barn burner. I think it's a toss-up of all toss-ups, as with Peters and McDevitt as well. But Central's going to have to bring their A game, and I have confidence in Ryan Lehmeyer that he will. And I did pick Central Catholic to win, but the confidence is comparatively to others in the six classes. It's a little bit low, and it's not because I don't believe in Central Catholic. It's because Harrisburg is a dominant team. And, normally the Whippeal gets the best of Harrisburg, but Harrisburg hates Western Pennsylvania. You're going to get their best shot every single time because normally this game right here, you get to go see St. Joe's Prep or LaSalle. It'll be LaSalle this year, but you get to go see them in the state finals. But Harrisburg and their coaches out there and in the student body, they take high school football very seriously. That Messiah Mickens was the state player of the year last year as a junior. He just flipped his commitment to James Franklin to Virginia Tech, and they have Kevin Brown on the offensive line, who's as close to a five-star as you can get. I think he's the first prospect not ranked five stars. Yeah, Harrisburg's really, really good. And if it sounds familiar, Donnie, I don't know if you were up there 2 years ago. We went up to Harrisburg. That Sean Lee Jr. was the best player on the field. They lost. They were actually playing North Allegheny. Sean Lee was the best player on the field. I remember texting a couple buddies at Pitt. Holy smoke, Sean Lee just put on a performance of a lifetime. They ended up getting him. He was a true freshman this year, probably will be a true freshman All-American. I mean, they got dudes ready to rock and roll at all times out there.
The 3A game, which is tonight, 7 p.m. at Indiana High School, actually, Carlo, our guy Sean Myers here behind the glass, he'll be on the call for that. He had the same matchup last year at this same time. Yep. The game got played at Norwin. And I just feel one of the reasons why I like Avonworth so much, they don't really have like a superstar on their team. It's not one of those high school teams that has a four or five star guy that, does a lot of the heavy lifting. They just got a bunch of really good high school football players and they all play so well together.
Yeah. Avonworth, the program Duke John Core has built is remarkable. He's done it the right way. He should write a book and every single high school coach in Western Pennsylvania should read it. That's how good of a program he's built. You say they have no four or five star players. You are absolutely correct. The crazy part is I would say they have no four or five star players yet. They have two sophomores that grew up in the system. It's almost like one of those things. They've been in the system. When Duke implemented this all the way down at the youth level, these kids have been implemented all these, freshmen, sophomores, their entire lives now. And all of a sudden these guys are becoming monsters. They have two kids, Romello Harris and Jaden Jones, both sophomores. They both had a pick six, oddly enough, at the Whippeal Championships last week. Both of them are going to be power four studs. Jaden already has a couple offers as we speak. But, Duke, it's scary, Donnie. It's scary because you're right. They don't have a superstar yet. And when they end up getting them in the next year or two, it's going to be even worse for these 3A teams. So you better get them now because the program he's built, he's going to have all these dudes. It's going to be similar now at a smaller level than like Pine Richmond, because they don't have the enrollment of Pine, but they're going to have D1 coaches in and out of that building 24/7. But yeah, Luke Neal is their guy right now. He has no scholarship offers. Every time he wins a game, the opposing coach says to the press conference, "Am I going crazy? How does Luke Neal have no scholarships?" You know. But I think Avonworth is the heavy favorite. I think they get it done in the states as well, in the state final. But, yeah, Sean, you're going to have one heck of a game out there. The Lopes are for real. The Lopes would win 4A, by the way. The Lopes beat Aliquippa handedly this year, speaking of which.
Yeah, we had that game early in the year.
Yes, we did.
And then the week after that, they beat Thomas Jefferson by 3 scores, which, I mean, how many programs can say, yeah, we just beat Aliquippa and Thomas Jefferson by multiple scores in back-to-back weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it was just like the legend of Duke Johncourt grows, you know. And what was funny was is that after that game, Bill Chirpak says, "Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind, Avonworth would win 4A, no doubt." And and you know, they ended up beating the team that won it. So, I mean, that goes to show Bill Chirpak, ball knower.
And Jaden Jones, who you mentioned, he has phenomenal genes in his family. His dad, Virtus, who is on the staff at Avonworth. Now another little pop for my alma mater, Greensburg-Salem. If we got one thing, baby, we got some wrestlers out there. And Virtus Jones was a state champion wrestler. He went to WVU. He's in the Hall of Fame there. He lost to a guy in the wrestling community some may know. His name's Kale Sanderson. And then Jaden's mom, Rachel, was a state champion in cross country at Greensburg-Salem back in the day. So there is an opportunity, if Avonworth completes a state championship while Jaden is still there, Carlo, father, mother, and son, all state champions at the high school level.
Did his uncle as well have a state championship, Greg?
Yeah, Greg. I think Donnie, too, so both uncles. Because all of the Joneses, they're like the best athletic family in Greensburg-Salem history, Carlo.
Behind the Chedricks.
Holy smokes. keeping up with the Joneses there. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of a cool little piece of trivia. So you think – now rank these, and I know you might make some followers mad. I know you always, you know, rile up the masses a little bit.
I love that. Yeah, Carlo, yeah, let's do that.
If you had to rank in terms of confidence level of all six Whippeal teams this weekend – highest confidence level to the lowest of advancing to the state title round, how would you go?
I love this question. All right, give me Avonworth at 1, give me Clarendon at 2, give me Aliquippa at 3, give me Seton LaSalle at 4, give me Central Catholic 5, and Peters Township at 6.
Ooh, okay. So you think we could see a sweeping loss tomorrow at Altoona, potentially?
There's a chance. I'll be happy if we get one, but yeah, there's a chance. McDevitt, you know, I have a lot of respect for their head coach, Jeff Wechter. Great man, just won 300 games last year. But, you know, the PIAA competition formula where they're bumping up schools for transfers and success points, I mean, that was put in for schools like Bishop McDevitt. You know, they are – and, you know, I think they're kind of open about it. You know, so the schools around there – aren't necessarily great, so they are on the recruiting trail, and they do get these transfers in. And, you know, Jeff Wechter takes pride in turning a guy's career and life path around, and he's done it time and time and again, including the likes of Shady McCoy way back in the day. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think in McDevitt's mind, you know, they're good with the PIAA competition formula. You want to bump them up, they're fine. Bump them up, but they kind of look at it like the St. Joe's and the LaSalle way, where it's like, hey, it's open season. You know, we're recruiting because we need a better team to compete in the state playoffs, where, you know, I know out here in Western Pennsylvania, you recruit. I mean, those kids are getting eligible. Over there in Philly, in the middle of the state, the district doesn't eat themselves. They don't suspend those players. So they kind of, I don't want to say they encourage recruiting, but they certainly don't police recruiting. So
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.